Okay, now if you go ahead and I'll watch how you're...
I made a one-horse show crop in Chester County in 1926, which you can't find to be in the state of Tennessee supposed today. And while down there, a black man came to me while I was plowing. And he said he was a boy about 6 years old, moving to daddy, pretty close to the Battle of Shiloh. I mean, went down the hill where he could hear. He had the report of the guns. Mm. And if I sang on the rail fence, listening to that, I see the top of the trees fall out way over across them.
Is that right?
After a while, a rail broke under me. It came down and hit, shot a rail into it that I was sitting on. I jumped out and I went to the house. It wasn't gone, but I took two, 3 minutes to get away. I went right back to the house and I had a gunshot and the rail shot under me. And then I left. That was what the old nigger said, and so he was there in Chester County when that happened. I mean, when he told me, but of course he lived closer to it than that. He, mm-hmm. That was a story.
It'd be quite an experience, eh?
And Debbie B. Long, uncle of a first cousin of my daddy, he married a woman that was 17 years older than he was, and was a teacher. They say a good school teacher. And his fellow in Hans, he went to school to his wife. And got into a scrum with some boys, big as he was, and had a fight out there in school. And them the days of that time, it was customary to whip both boys into it. And so she had to whip her own husband. A lot said about that for months and months and months.
I'll bet.
Not the first road, or probably one of the first ones, was from Lexington to Scotts Hill and to Clifton. And maybe the next one was from Lexington to Decaturville, on down to Prairieville. Best way of transportation or thing we shipped in here and shipped out was by river, by water route. Mm-hmm. And then there's another road built along about that time from Lexington to Jackson, and maybe Lexington to Trenton on the west side. That was the first roads. But never was known exactly which was the first. But one of them, one was built from Lexington to Clifton, was led out by Buck and White. And they and their slaves took a contract to build a road so wide from Lexington to Scotts Hill and onto the river, and not making any road, just cutting the stumps low where you could travel with a wagon, and no bridges to be built because they didn't know how to build them, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they measured the distance of the road with the grapevines. I didn't have any ropes nor chains available.
Those grapevines.
A long vine that made the distance of that road.
Mm-hmm.
Went through by Prairieville into, by Lexington, Scotts Hill, and then to the river.
I never heard that. That'd be using what you've got and making do with it.
Then the one was from Lexington to Prairieville by way of Decaturville. Lexington, Decaturville, and Prairieville. Another part of the river that hit in to bring it. Stuff we've freighted in, freighted out, you know, mm-hmm. by water.
Mm-hmm.
But no railroads in Henson County at that time.
Mm-hmm. When did the railroad come?
Well, I just can't say.
just about. I mean, were you?
Some was in a good while after the Civil War. We say 1865 to 1870. Mm-hmm. But the first way of transportation was rail, but from. Woodbury, Tennessee. My grandfather came from Woodbury, Tennessee to Waverly and on to Huntington and walked from Huntington to Lexington and dated the girl at Sardis and married her. That was before the railroad came to Lexington.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then after that, the railroad came from Lexington to maybe just Beach Bluff or another bluff back toward the river.
Toward the river,
some bluff. And